So back to the big story of the morning. You may not know him, but Liu Xiaobo, a Chinese dissident, has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize this morning. He's been in prison in China for some time. He's one of many Chinese dissidents who could have been honored this morning. And joining us now is someone who's known Liu Xiaobo for 20 years or more, Wan Yanhai, a Chinese human rights activist. He's in Washington, D.C. now, but has been in and out of prison in China, jailed three times in the last 12 years. Wan Yanhai, what do you think your friend Liu Xiaobo is thinking this morning?
So I feel really excited, and I'm pretty honored and for his for the award to Liu Xiaobo, and I think it will be a big promotion for the democratic movement in China. Yeah.
Do you think this will unite dissidents behind Liu Xiaobo, or it's already produced some disagreements? He's a controversial figure even among Chinese dissidents. Why?
Not that controversial. It's just a really small group of people expressed in disagreement. But most of the human rights activists, and I can say 90% of the activists supported him. Yeah.
What is the disagreement? Can you explain it in a way I would understand?
The disagreement is mostly Liu Xiaobo tried to find a balanced approach and to include all parties to move forward for a democratic future. So Charter 08 win the influence for majority of the activists.
So he's a consensus builder and someone who builds coalition.
He's a consensus builder, and also it's a kind of leadership competition. And some other groups may not be happy for Liu Xiaobo and the Charter 08 for winning the support of the majority of the human rights activists.
Wan Yanhai, who's known Nobel Prize winner now this morning, Liu Xiaobo, for 20 years, do you think he has a speech prepared, even though he may not get to give it in Norway?
What is your question?
Does he have a speech?
Liu Xiaobo. So I don't know whether he knows that he's nominated or he has win or not. But he's still in jail. Yeah.
What do you think he would tell the world if he's allowed to deliver a speech?
So I think if Liu Xiaobo know that he win the Nobel Peace Prize. And he will probably, keep, what he committed, what he promised, to the public, that he has no enemies, and he will be more inclusive, and support all, human rights, of all peoples in China and in the world, and to push a democratic, change for China. Yeah.
And the Chinese government will ignore this?
What?
Do you think the Chinese government will ignore this?
So the current, government, may not, but I think Liu Xiaobo and I, we are all, wish that the government will recognize that.
All right.
And we will be part of the democratic, process. Yeah.
Well, they can't completely ignore it because it's a huge headline this morning. Wan Yanhai, Chinese human rights activist, has known Liu Xiaobo for over 20 years. Liu Xiaobo, in jail in China, is now the Nobel Peace Prize winner for 2010.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.